Live. Back at it. Here we are again on our own. I think that is the lyric. Here I am. I think that's how that song goes. Anyway, welcome back into the Chat Pack Podcast, a weekly podcast where we talk about this, that, and the other thing. Usually a triple night dine. I don't know where I was going. A triple dynamic trio. But I guess we still are a triple dynamic trio as we joined by a special guest host today. Amanda is joining Trevor there, but it's a Trevor and I of the usual crew. But yeah, there's usually three of us, but there are three of us again. Thanks for hanging out, Amanda. Anyway, Chat Pack Podcast, we get together each week, talk about this, that, and the other thing. Caleb Cole usually joins us alongside Trevor Heim over there, but Caleb is not here. Trevor. Amanda, how are things?
Going pretty well.
Yeah. We're teaching Amanda the wonderful world of podcasting as she's doing great work to bring science to our incarcerated youth so they can get educated, which is a great, great cause. So we are happy to have her on the show tonight. Apologies for not being on last week as I had to move. I'm back now in the great state of Ohio, back in the old stomping grounds of Athens, Ohio. With Caleb as well, but he'll be back on the show the next week. And during this next week, we hope to be recording, and hopefully maybe next week. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. I would be releasing some new stuff. But Trevor, Amanda, lots going on in the world lately. We definitely can't deny that, but I'll just go ahead and throw my two cents out there. The Chat Pack Podcast believes that Black Lives Matter. We do not stand for police brutality, or at least I don't stand for police brutality. And that's basically I've done at least what I thought I could do of donating. We're pro Black Lives Matter, I guess, is the stance that we'll take if we need to take a stance on said things. I don't know if how you guys feel on the other side, but I'm going to go ahead and assume it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely the same.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I mean, there are a lot of other people with a lot better insight and a lot better discussions happening about going on in the world today. In the chat, we got nothing going on in the chat, or I'm saying we can't hear nothing in the chat here as well, Trevor. What do you say about that?
I'm looking into it. I think I might know what the problem is.
We are looking into the live stream audio, but we're going to keep the show rolling right now. But anyway, just wanted to at least clear that up for anybody who listens and might be curious about how we feel are those things. But we're going to keep the show rolling at least for the pre-recorded stuff. Anyway, what have you guys been up to? What's the state of Utah in terms of pandemic stuff? What are you guys allowed to do? Because let me tell you, I came here and it's like a complete 180. Chicago, there's a lot you can't do. Whereas in Ohio, I was at Stroud's Run yesterday and it was essentially like it was like open season. Yeah. It felt like.
Yeah, people here are pretty much just acting like there's not even a pandemic going on. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't, it's like, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's like, I get it with everything going on that you might not be as worried about it, but I feel like, I don't know. It was the first time since this whole thing happened that I just was around like a larger group of people that unmasked all that stuff. And it was just, I don't know. I thought that I'd be more like ready to ease. Like, I don't know. I thought I'd be more like, oh, it's just back to normal. But like, I can't help the whole time I was there. I was kind of thinking like, there's a lot of people here. Like there's a lot of people here without masks. So I don't know. What are your guys? Are you going to go out to eat? Are you guys like, what are your guys' thoughts on that stuff?
I mean,
laser tag is opening up here in Ohio. And I was like,
laser tag,
you know, there's a lot of things I want to do, but like in post pandemic world. And while laser tag is fun, I can't necessarily say I'm like, yes, like now that I can go play laser tag, I'm going to go play some laser tag.
No, yeah, we've been trying to kind of like continue to stay distant from people and like stay at home and stuff like that. And like if we go to the grocery store, still wear our masks and everything. But we've started to kind of open up our circle of people. Like we're starting to hang out with like a few other friends that like they also are staying distant and things like that. And, you know, haven't had any like symptoms of the virus or anything like that. So, yeah, we're just kind of continuing to do our own thing, even though people, like we were at Lowe's earlier and people just like don't give you any space or anything. They're not wearing masks. Like they just act like they're the only people in the whole world. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're pretty much, I don't know. I don't know if we're, I feel like we're pretty guaranteed for the second wave thing, but maybe it'll be a little bit different this time. I don't know. But I guess if we keep talking about the pandemic and Caleb listens to this show, I'll have to listen to him complain in person. So maybe we should be moving on to other things. But I first ask you, and I wanted to bring this up as I go into the end of Avatar. I am curious, Trevor. I want you to, so there's three of us, and let's throw Ben in there as well. And if you were to assign a bending element to each of the four people of the Chat Pack podcast, who would they? What element would be for who and why? But I also want to hear what you would want to be. Now I want, there's a fine line. I feel like. Between those two, what you want to be and what you'd actually be, because we had that discussion in Chicago.
Dogs are freaking out behind us, making a bunch of noise. No, I think, well, the first thing that came to mind is I feel like Caleb would for sure be a firebender.
100%, right? 100%. That has to be a guarantee.
He'd be the one that'd be shooting off fire. He'd be shooting off fire and like being dangerous about it, not being careful for sure.
Uh-oh. There we go. I'm back. I lost you guys for a second. Anyway, Caleb shooting off fire.
Yeah, so that's an easy one. Anyway. I'd say Caleb's firebender for sure. I don't know. What are we got? We got earthbending, airbending, and waterbending.
I feel like you'd be an earthbender.
Yeah, those are that's what we said in Chicago too. I feel like I got I'm like the stoutness. Like I feel like it's definitely more. And it's honestly, I feel like earthbenders have to have large thighs. I feel like a large thigh leads to successful earthbending because I feel like you have to be very grounded. You have to have a lot of, you know, you got to be very mobile in the legs. And if there's one thing about me, I do have big meaty thighs and, you know, That's my two cents about that. Because I agree. I think I'd have, you're two for two so far.
So Caleb's firebending, Paul's earthbending. Paul already makes the earth shake. Makes so much noise.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Ben's gotta be air or water.
I think air for Ben.
Air for Ben?
Yeah.
Water has healing properties.
I think he seems like an airbender.
But Ben draws dicks for a living now. Ben doesn't heal anybody. Ben's not a real doctor anymore. Ben just draws dicks. That's all he does.
That's
true.
He
does dicks and gallbladders or whatever.
Yeah, total airbender then. So I guess I have to be the waterbender.
I think waterbender would fit you. I feel like that would fit you. I don't know. I feel like earth would be good for you too, though.
Yeah, I think Trev would be an earthbender.
I feel like if you were to have, like, if since we were playing the one element for each thing, I feel like you would be, but I feel like you'd still be the earth. I feel like that's closest. But Caleb, 1,000% is fire.
Yeah.
And 1,000% would be a bad guy. He would definitely be like on the bed. He would not be like uncle. He would just definitely be the ones that's like trying to conquer and light things on fire. Now, if I had a choice, I'd want to be a waterbender, though. That's the one I'd want to be.
I would definitely want to be an earthbender.
What they can do with that.
I think the earthbending's badass.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, none of them aren't badass. You know what I mean? Because earth is cool because you can also like bend steel. You can do all sorts of stuff that involves with it.
Well, Toph can bend steel.
Well, yeah, I guess. But, you know, there's more. There has to be more. But air would be cool, though. The more you watch Avatar, the more you're kind of like, man, airbending's pretty cool, too. But I still feel like I'd want water the most out of all of it. I feel like we have a large studio audience upstairs. I just heard Andrew say something from upstairs. So if they're listening, maybe they just heard me say something like this. On a completely random side note, I'm drinking this boxed wine here tonight and graciously given to me by my roommate, Jeff. But I got some coffee grounds in here. So it's adding a like very weird taste into this already interesting boxed wine. So that's what I'm drinking tonight. What do we got going on over there at the Salt Lake City headquarters?
What did you make?
I made myself a gin and tonic with lime and raspberry. And then I made Trev just gin and, or no, vodka and tonic and lime.
There you go.
Yeah.
Going back into the chat here, Caleb would be Jet. That's actually a really good point. If you know Avatar, Caleb would be Jet. That's a good point there. From
that's like the rebel. Also, kid, yeah, right?
The rebel kid and stuff happens to him in Bossing Say. I guess we should have prefaced things with like spoiler warnings, but we already had a whole big discussion about spoiler warnings and all that stuff before in the past. So I'm not going to worry too much about that. Anyway, Amanda, before we dive in too much further, if you can, tell me a little bit about the project that you're working on. I think it's a really cool thing that you're doing, and it's a cool thing to be involved in. If whatever you can talk about, whatever you can discuss, what can you tell the people about what you're learning about here and why you're hopping on the podcast and learning about podcasting?
Yeah, so I technically work for the University of Utah, but I work in a lab where we're doing research, but we're also government funded to provide science education to kids and adults that are incarcerated. So we bring in like scientists from around the community to educate the kids on various topics. So we also do conservation projects with them so they can like help out. We have like a pond they're helping save, like an endangered fish right now nearby. And I'm trying to do a like podcasting thing for them so they have a space to share the knowledge that we've been teaching them, because they want to like speak about it but they don't have a platform.
And how important is it for these programs to exist for the, you know, the kids and the adults to be in these programs? I mean, it's a really great opportunity for people to get an education while they are incarcerated, which will hopefully help them when they get out. And obviously there's a million other challenges that comes with getting out of incarceration and reintegrating into society. But how, you know, in your opinion, like what makes this so important and such a good and something that you're passionate about?
I think it's really important because we're helping provide like a alternate pathway to these people that they might have not seen. So a lot of them don't know anything else than the life they've had before, and so they might be more inclined to commit another crime when they're out and get reincarcerated, which is very common. That happens to about 40% of incarcerated children. So, yeah, I think it's really important for them to have some sort of like education on other fields they can go into. So we hold like career presentations, teaching them how they can get into like science fields, STEM fields, things like that, and we also just provide them like hands-on like connection with nature, which I feel like is just so important for everyone.
Yeah. And oh boy, Trev, I hope that you've been recording, because I just found out my recording stopped. That's great. I don't know why I did that.
I've been recording. Just a couple technical issues on this episode.
You know, we come back. Wow. Can you continue to record and we'll be okay for this episode? Because I, for some reason, cannot get my stuff to come back on.
Yeah.
We'll be all right if we continue from here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't want that to distract from the conversation we were having, because I think it's really cool. Like, not only as an idea for them, I think it's important to, you know, have access to programs for them while they're incarcerated to really take advantage of that time that isn't just supposed to be like, you know, sit and stare at a wall because you did something bad. And you know, and it's a lot of those times, and I'm sure you could speak more to this, like, are the crimes necessary? Like, when you're, I don't know. When I think of incarcerated like kids, I just think of like more serious crimes or something like that. Like, it would just take more for them to be incarcerated, but it's just like they also are, you know, who knows what the situation that they were coming in is, and just not to be able to have access to that, to education, just seems like a total flaw to help these kids, you know, become better and help them move on from you know, what their past was, or just their past, you know, experiences or mistakes.
Sorry, what was the question?
I was just mostly making a statement. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, like these like youth in custody, I mean, they technically do have like, they have like school that they do, but a lot of times they're like not really connected with the school. Even though there's great teachers that teach in these facilities, just these kids aren't as motivated. So we come in there with like hands-on activities to try to teach science to them. And they don't really have access to a lot of hands-on activities because of the restrictions that are involved with these facilities. You can't bring in a lot of materials, and they're not allowed to, you know, really go out and like do a lot of things outside. Like, we provide them with like gardening opportunities and things like that. So I think it's really awesome for these kids, and they're so psyched on it. Like, it's really fun to be involved.
Yeah. What do you hear from the kids? Is there anything in particular that kind of like they get really excited about in terms of science? Like, what is it like for these kids to be able to go out and garden and things? And have you kind of maybe picked up some things that they're really into, or is something that's like really sticking out to them as interesting?
I think it's really cool. A lot of them are just really curious about like the career path, like how they would get to be like the scientist that presented to them. And they're always really motivated towards like careers that don't take a lot of school, but they want to like get their hands like in the science. So they want to be involved with, like, field work and stuff. And they're always asking questions about how to get involved, like how they can get a job doing that, like what steps they need to take. It's really cool. I feel like I would never have been thinking about that stuff when I was in high school. So.
Well, and especially that hands-on stuff, I feel like, you know, sometimes people that maybe aren't as successful in the classroom, it's just because their learning style is not, here's the PowerPoint presentation, take the notes, you know, read the book and go to the test. I had at least from my experience with kids that I went to school with, a lot of kids that weren't super successful in the classroom, once they got to go later on in high school to things like we had a good partnership with a mechanic shop. And once these kids got to go and work on cars and, you know, that stuff, they flourished. It was just, you know, it's just finding the right thing with also the mix of that hands-on stuff. Cause I think, like you said, that's really important that they're getting in there and getting their hands in there instead of just here's someone coming in to present something about vegetables. I think it's like a way more beneficial thing to bring them out and bring them into the garden and help them show what they can do.
Yeah, they're really excited about it. Right now we're actually growing this plant called milkweed, and it's the only plant that monarch butterflies can lay their eggs on, which I feel like not a lot of people know that. And a lot of people don't grow milkweed because they think it's a weed. I'll be back.
There's our other co-host. But anyway, thank you, Amanda. Amanda's was filling in. Her friend just came by. So, but anyway, that was cool, man. That's a really cool project to be involved in. And that's about the best there for Amanda as she keeps going on to the next step there. But let's address the other elephant in the room here, Trevor. Your absolute utter commitment to betraying me, and your absolute decision to not only stab me in the back, but to stab me in the heart directly. You no longer possess a gorgeous, beautiful mustache. And let me just be one of the first to say that is a tragedy. It is a travesty. And the fact that you allowed that facial hair that you had worked so painstakingly to create in such a beautiful fashion, I die to have the upper lip that you had. If I had that illustrious piece of upper lip protection, style, girth, fervor, I mean, I would never have let it go. So I would like you to formally apologize to me, to the world, and to your face.
I guess I should say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stab anyone. the decision came along because, as you know, we live in a pretty weird world right now, and having to wear a mask all day, every day, or not all day, every day, but having to wear a mask whenever I'm out and about doing whatever I'm doing. And Utah is now hitting like triple digits in terms of the weather and temperature lately. So we're getting up in the upper 90s, low 100s with summertime being here, and wearing a mask over all of that mustache in that much heat is just the most uncomfortable thing. And so I had had enough and I decided to shave it. But you're not the only one in my life who is disappointed about it. There's a lot of people who are pretty disappointed about it.
I think the world is disappointed by it.
I've deprived the world of another great mustache. But you know what? It'll return most likely in November for No Shave November for Men's Health Awareness. That's true.
According to the chat there, I used illustrious wrong, but that's the story of my life. The vocab that I think I understand and know, but usually have a lack of knowledge and understanding about it. But I do like saying fancy words. I mean, anyway, that makes complete sense. I had a very similar experience when I first got back into Athens. My hair was the longest it's ever been in my entire life, probably. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep going. It's good. It's fine in Chicago. I lasted like all of 15 hours here in Athens with the heat and humidity. And my new roommate said, I can buzz your head. And it was like, you know what? Let's just do it. The best decision I've made so far here in Athens, probably.
Yeah.
The humidity is brutal.
That Ohio humidity in the summertime is just terrible. But I'm happy with my decision as well. I've been feeling much more comfortable in the heat and having this having to wear a mask when I'm out and about. But I do look like a little kid. My neighbor was like, "Holy crap, are you 18?"
Yeah, like I will say you have de-aged like a considerable amount. Like when I first saw you, it did.
The first day I kept catching myself ahead. In reflections and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I look like a teenager. I look like I'm in high school again.
It's pretty crazy, man. Like, honestly, I have thought like maybe one day I will go like clean shaven, but I legit don't think that I have gone clean shaven since I had my senior pictures taken. I don't think I've had, I think I've had like... at least the resemblance of a beard. Cause like I like my facial hair and it fits me well, but it's not the strongest, best facial hair. Like I have a lot more neared than I do. I need like a solid another like few lines, I feel like, for it to really get as like thick and bushy as I like usually wear my beard like I am now. But you know, I don't know. I got a very scraggly beard, but I feel like it also fits my personality very well.
Yeah. No, I think your beard looks great.
You know,
it looks incredibly bushy right now since you shaved off all your hair.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's all taken away and it's just like all it's all concentrated here on the chinular region and going up into the upper lip. But anyway, enough about facial hair. What have you been watching? What have you been playing? Anything exciting going on in terms of your entertainment consumption in the world? Thank you to the chat also for saying, I don't know who they're mentioning. I think you look pretty cute either, but I'm going to go ahead and chalk it up to both of us.
We're all
two good looking dudes.
No.
Anyway,
on the entertainment
anything
front,
exciting, Paul, anything cool that you've checked out?
Dude, it's been a struggle. We've been, well, we're always going back and forth between like watching too much TV while we've been, you know, staying at home and things like that. But also at the same time, I feel like we're running out of like good shows and movies that we want to watch. So, because we've basically finished like every series that we were watching, we've finished and we've watched a ton of movies and we have like every streaming service too. And it's just like, it's starting to get like every night we sit down and we're like, you want to watch some TV? And we just scroll and scroll and scroll and like, you know what? I don't really want to watch anything. Why don't we play some Mario Kart on the Switch or something? But yeah, we just been hanging out.
Yeah, it's getting to that point where. But I mean, it's interesting now. I know you're a pretty big Nolan guy. With Nolan's movie coming out and with movie theaters reopening, is that going to be something you might push the boundary a little bit and go check out? Because I feel like I don't know. I might be speaking out of turn, but in terms of people I know, you're pretty high on the Nolan train.
Oh yeah,
if I recall correctly.
I love all of his movies. I feel like there's not a bad one in the bunch. And I've heard, I was reading an article recently that was saying that like they actually don't think that movie theaters, well, as long as people are being careful in like the concession and bathroom areas and things like that and like washing, sanitizing there and like washing their hands and things like that, the actual like theaters, especially if they did like an every other seat type thing or something, they don't suspect that theaters would really spread the virus too much. So they're looking at kind of reopening those. And yeah, Nolan is like 100% on Tenet releasing in theaters. And I think that's just because he's such an IMAX guy. He loves his IMAX movies. So, you know, you got to see that in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely one of those things. I mean, yeah, Nolan, it's kind of like you really do miss out on a chunk of it if you don't get to go experience, because you don't got a home theater good enough. Well, the average person doesn't have a home theater good enough to get that that experience. And plus, Tenet looks like it's going to be really, really cool, really, really fun. And confusing, I don't, you know, I'm not going to lie. If it's going to be confusing as hell, I'm sure. but, you know, every other seat open at the movie theater sounds like a great idea to me. You know, yeah, what I mean? Especially if someone was like, could you imagine no one to the left and right of you, and if no one ends up in front of you and you can just keep your feet, oh my goodness, you're set. But I guess if you were to put your feet anywhere near somebody in these days, like, it would just be game over for that.
Like your people, bare feet, like, or like feet out in your shoes.
Feet in your shoes. I mean, if you're wild enough to go out and bare feet exposed in a movie theater, like, that takes some gall. That takes a whole lot. I mean, you know, I'd rather walk on rocks before I'd rather step on like a half eaten sucker and like a sucked on gobstopper and popcorn. Can you imagine if like the one sticky thing on your foot and you were just like, you would just attract everything. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. Gross, so, dude. No, and same thing. If you're barefoot on an airplane, figure it out. Like, I understand, I guess, a little bit of the idea of taking your shoes off on a plane, but I'm not even necessarily all that pro take your shoes off on the plane, because if you're barefoot exposed, that's just like, man, I don't know. I like, it would just drive me nuts. Anyway, going into the chat here, VR is the future. You never have to turn your head again. You know, that's true. But I feel like I'd get a headache. Hi, Dot. What's up?
I mean, like, do you normally have to turn your head when you're at a movie?
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have to, like, move, you know, a little bit, I guess. I can't sit still for very long. So, you know, it's just the whole nine. I don't know. Boy, it's just been like seven different tangents that I've gone off on this episode. I guess I've had a lot pent up here in a week off. But yeah.
So did your
go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, did your mattress make it to Ohio?
Oh yeah, I guess I forgot. Yeah, I called you on the side of the road there a couple of times. Yeah, dude, my mattress did make it, but it took after I put it over my hood, I was good. But dude, I'm not even kidding you. I would look in the shadow of my car, and because that was how, like, I was trying to use my mirrors to look up at my mattress, but it would only show the back half. So I was like, oh, that looks fine. And then the shadow literally was showing my mattress bending I'm not kidding, a 90 degree angle. And I
fully
immediately had to, because it was just like, I felt my car, I was like putting my foot on the gas and I was like, what is happening? Like, why is this not? And then sure enough, I look over in the shadow and I got this brick just blocking everything. So yeah, once I got that, the hood strap, I was fine. But I was originally driving straight from Chicago into Athens all in one day, making a pit stop in Cincinnati to drop off some stuff. And then I rolled up into Cincinnati at way late, like 3 hours after that I said, or like 2.5 hours later than I said I was going to get in. And I took one look at my car and I was like, no, it's time to go to bed. Like, the plastic was ripped on the car. I had this thing dragging on the back of my car for God knows how long. Like, I was like, whatever, I'll just wake up. And I just, luckily it was nice, because I was, you know, because I was just like, you know, with everything going on, and it, like, this was when the curfews were first starting and stuff like that. And I was like, the last thing I want to do is drive through Columbus right now with this just car full of stuff that just clearly I should just, you know, I shouldn't be driving right now, or at least not without reassessing everything like that.
That was, but you, you called.
Yeah, no,
me.
It made it.
Oh. No, sorry.
I made it. That was it.
You called me and we were talking about, I was like, he said he's somewhere in Indiana, and if he's heading to Athens, and we're like doing the math of like, well, they're 2 hours ahead of us, so it's, you know, five here, so it's seven there. And yeah, he's probably not going to get to Athens till at least 1 a.m., maybe 2 a.m. We didn't even know you were going to Cincinnati, too.
It's just like, I was like, yeah, I'll be in Athens at like 11. And then I was like, the first pit stop happened. I was like, all right, I'll be in Athens like a little after 12. Then the second pit stop happened. And then the third pit stop happened like pretty immediately after that. And I was like, I ain't getting Athens before 2 a.m. And then I was like thinking about it. And then Ava called me and was like, hey, don't be an idiot. Just stay in Cincinnati like a normal person would. And I was like being all stubborn. And then literally as soon as I pulled up into Cincinnati, it's like, there's no way I'm getting back in this car.
You're like, I'm going to drive to the break of dawn.
I'm doing this whole thing over. Well, because then I would have gotten here. I would have had to, unload my mattress from the top of the car. I would say keeping people up around here, but let's be honest, like Jeff is a night owl. But anyway, got lots of new faces in the chat. And if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe to us here at twitch.tv/chat_pack. Also, if you sub to us, right, or something, you can do the cool emotes. Let me see if I got it. Where is it? Oh, it's locked. Why is it locked? I thought I got it. Now, here we go. You can get the hold on. I'm going to try and get it to the chat. Pa Ben. Does that work? Oh, man, I didn't do it. It just says chat pa Ben. But anyway, there is our little faces. And you can join there. We need to get one of you, Trevor. Now we'll get babyface Trevor in there.
Yeah. I have some pictures.
How long have we been going? There we go. How long have we been going? I have no idea how long the show's been going on. I've just kind of been. Comes to my mind, I've just been saying.
We're at like 30-ish minutes. I was going to ask you, maybe we should wait until we have Caleb on next, but I wanted to know the story behind Caleb's car rolling down a hill.
Oh my God. That's a great story. Legitimately, and he can elaborate on this because it was the quietest thing ever because we were all literally just hanging out and when where we live and where the car fell, like where the windows were looking, like you could easily see special guest. Oh,
what?
that's one of the chat pack faithful right there. So out the windows, like you can see basically where, because where we live is up on a hill and there's a big long driveway that goes down. And you would imagine like we could see it, we could hear it, you know, you would think something would have happened with that. But literally, you know, it's all normal. Caleb leaves, he was going home. Like after he was doing that, he was going home. I got another guest just staring at me in the doorway. We Caleb comes back into the house and he literally opens the door and he's like, hey guys, I don't know where my car is. And it's just like, well, that's not how you really start a conversation. As
background there.
El Jefe, Ohio's number 4 ranked Super Smash Brothers Melee player. Number three.
Get that right.
I feel like he's, you know what, on the full Ohio scale, I'm going to have to confirm that. I feel like he might be beefing his stats a little bit because I know I can take him down. Anyway, we don't hear anything. And so we all run outside and we're like, Caleb, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean your car's not here? And sure enough, like we're going down. And like, basically off the driveway, there's just another hill and it's just all, you know, it's all just trees and weeds and logs and things like that. And it just rolls straight down it, dude. It just rolled and it ended up. And I mean, if it didn't stop, dude, we're talking catastrophic elements. Like that thing could have easily hit another car, easily could have gone through a house, easily could have flipped over. Like, I mean, there were so many variables that could have gone or things that could have happened to Caleb's car. He's the luckiest person. So it just goes down this hill and it just gets on this massive pile of logs and sticks. And there's just one that's just like, it's not like stabbing up into it, but it's just holding it basically in place. It's just so pressed up against the bottom of the car that like we had to break the stick. You know, we had to move some of the sticks and stuff away. Oh yeah, big log that it's just like somehow, because it was like a big stick or pile of them. Like it wasn't just a log on the ground. There was a pile of like logs and sticks, like people were doing some, you know, removal of tree branches or things. And so we moved all that stuff and then we ended up being able to push his car. And yeah, he escaped with I don't know. I'm sure he'll let me know if there's anything else, but he was dripping some windshield wiper fluid and there were a couple of scrapes, but like,
holy crap.
Like if that car hadn't stopped, dude, like who knows what could have happened, because just the line that it looked like it was taking was heading for a house. Like was heading for a house and it was gonna, you know, and it's like, I don't know if it had enough oomph to like, you know, totally crush it, but it's at least a car rolling down a hill coming in and gonna make an impact with this house. But yeah, luckily Caleb is very lucky and he hasn't been home, so he made the drive up to Toledo. So
that is just the most Caleb story I've ever heard. His car rolls down a giant hill and stops on a log and damages nothing.
Yeah, and it's like only you would have like especially because it's too. It's like who else would. Like how did, I don't know what he did. Like, I guess the emergency brake failed or something like that. But I guess I can't remember if he was telling me this or if someone was, but like, I guess Kelsey's girlfriend, like always hammered, like use the emergency brake, like put the emergency brake. And he's like, it doesn't work. And well, clearly we learned that it does not work. So I don't know what he's going to be doing with that. But yeah, man, it was just like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? When someone says their car's gone, it just kind of like brings a wave of emotions like over you that it's just like, what, like, where do you even begin with this? Like, how do you even tackle this situation?
Did it escape?
That's someone borrowed it? Because that was the thing. It was like, I don't know how someone would have stole it, you know, like, or something, because it was the middle of the day. Like, you have to walk up this like huge hill. Man, that's the biggest change from Athens to from Chicago, man. Back to hills, dude. There's no, like, we live right by Madison, you know, that huge hill going up to things. But like, it's a miracle, dude. Like, honestly, like, that could have been so bad. Dude, but
so
yeah, I mean, it's all good, I guess.
Speaking of going from Chi-Town to the hills of Southeast Ohio, tell us about, like, you're sitting in a new studio. What's the current life situation? What's the next move? What's going on?
Okay, so I'm back with a good group of fine friends from our college times, with the added addition of one of Jeff's buddies from growing up too. I am in a corner of a basement with 3/4 of a room. It's basically a room. I just don't have a door. It's an open area, which is fine for me because Athens is hopefully a temporary summer position for me. So yeah, I'm back here working at the station. I'm trying to sharpen my engineering skills, maybe learn a little bit more about that side and try and just build up the resume a little bit more and hopefully have some success with the job hunt going forward. But yeah, I am here. I can maybe like twist it around. I am in a room of very expensive equipment that terrifies me very much because I know how important it is to all of the people of this house. We got drums. I'm terrified to even move my computer here. We got drums. We got computers. We got speakers. We got basses. We got Vuvuzela or whatever the thing that Andrew greets the day with, which he hasn't greeted the day yet since I've been here, which is a didgeridoo. That's what it is. Yeah, exactly. He has not greeted the day yet, which has been disappointing as my days have not started off properly. We got like a mixing board in here. Basically everything in here is like way more than my net worth. So I'm like terrified to be having, like, I'm drinking wine here. And it's just like, I feel like I'm just breaking all of the rules in here.
What's your net worth, Paul?
I'm worth like a solid $7,000, you know? I got a couple of, my car and my video game collection are probably my most expensive assets. So that's probably it. And then I guess whatever you rank the value of the Chat Pack podcast and things like that. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and assume, like, just in the region that I'm sitting in, like, maybe this little box, not even the full room, is well worth who I am. So, you know, I'm just trying to be I'm the temporary roommate. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to be the best roommate while also the least intrusive, as I am not here for the long haul. You know what I mean? But I live with a great group of people who are very flexible, and we had a great time, or we're having a great time. So far, But yeah, oh yeah, that's basically it. That's kind of why I moved.
And you're not doing the van life situation.
Very interesting. No, I put a kibosh on the van life situation. You know, the more I thought about it, I don't know. It's just not for me, at least at this stage, like with what I'm trying to do. Because honestly, a big thing, what I am trying to like move towards in my life is for those who have listened, me and my girlfriend have been long distancing for over 2 years now. We've been this winter will be 3 years that we've been dating, and in that at least the two and some change that we've been dating, we've probably been in the same state for like 4 months of that, in the same city for like 2 weeks of that. So the plan is to actually try to be a real couple and actually spend time together and move out there. So hopefully I can find a job out there, especially to make my parents happy, because as my mom told me today, the party is over. So the party's over, but
well, good thing there's an after party.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good thing there's an after party, but you know, it's a good time, I guess, at least for now, but hopefully I find a job, which would be nice. I would like to actually like get into my profession. As frustrating as the station I work at can be, and if anyone on the off chance other than Jeff listens to this from the station, you know I love that place. But literally today I was trying to do some stuff and like the software just kept crashing on me, and it's just like I would just love to be in a place that has the resources put in that I can, you know, contribute more, I guess. But I also like being here where I can help make things better. But it, you know, the coming back to Athens is an interesting thing, because when I left, I was pretty certain. I was like, barring anything, I'm not going to be coming back for anything other than visitation. Wow, that does make it sound very good, but you know what I mean. So I was a little conflicted about I was a little conflicted coming back here, not because I wasn't excited to see people and not because I don't love Athens, but I don't know. I didn't want to be too disappointed in myself, but I can't help but feel like I left Chicago possibly a little bit early. But I'm not going to also deny the external factors that led into me leaving Chicago. I mean, global pandemic was bad. You know, that really helped, you know, if I was to stay there. My other roommate there in Chicago got a great job opportunity in another city. You know, and again, going back to the Ava stuff too. It's so I'm trying not to be too disappointed, but I will say I feel like, as much as I loved my Chicago experience, but if I have any advice for people that are thinking maybe a move to a big place, I'd highly recommend blocking out at least 2 years with making a move like that. I wish I had I had just learned about like a volunteer radio station right before the pandemic hit, and I was going to go get involved with them. And, you know, who knows what that, you know, networking opportunity could have led me to and things like that. So that's like, I was a little conflicted, but, you know, once I got back here, it's great to be back with such great people and, you know, in such a great place. Like, I will say, like, you know, it is very hard to beat Athens in the summertime. I mean, it sucks that things are closed and stuff, but, you know, my watering hole is closed. That's like the bummer, but it doesn't mean I still can't enjoy good weather, drinking beer with my friends and some really beautiful nature here in Southeast Ohio. So, you know, it's something that is a little weird, but you know, it's really cool at the same time. It's I don't know. It's like, I guess, kind of the beauties of being 25 going on 26, I guess. I mean, when my mom says the party's over, it's kind of like, well, I'm pretty independent from my parents now. You know what I mean? Like, most of the stuff that I do, I handle on my own. So it's kind of just like, I appreciate your input and your feedback, but you know, this, I'm also party making ain't it stopping, work so mom. Far. Yeah, exactly. Here I am drinking coffee ground wine. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a party to me.
Paul, I feel like you made a good choice. You got to like make moves, you know? You got to see what's out there.
Yeah. 100%. And it's just like, I would have been living by myself or, you know, or with Ben or something in Chicago. There just wasn't enough there with everything going on at the time to justify like taking that risk. If I, you know, for example, if I was single, maybe I'd still be up there or something, but I still don't know like that too. But so I went back and forth for a little bit, but I'm confident and comfortable in my decision. And I at least took, you know, it was a bummer I never got a job, but for a while there, I was getting pretty beat down on the job hunt and getting to a point where I was you know, I don't want to say doubting my abilities, but at the same time, kind of, because I was applying for these positions that I am overly qualified for in terms of like my experience and things that I've done. And I wasn't even getting a phone call or an email back from them. But once I got an interview with the NPR station, the big NPR news station up there. And, I still didn't end up getting the job, but it was a good confidence booster that made me feel like, yeah, what I'm doing has value and merit to it. And I just, now it's finding that right opportunity and going for it.
Thank you.
So, but yeah, that's basically, I guess, the update for me there. But anyway, I guess, are we, what are we at here? We're getting close to an hour, aren't we? Something close like that? Are we flirting with that? 45 minutes. You know what? We'll keep it. Did you want to dive into anything else? Honestly, I'm getting pretty hungry here, and I want to go grab some grub. So I at least wanted to check back in, see if there's anything we missed that you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the whole world right now is almost on like kind of a pause. Like, there's just not a whole lot, like at least in our lives, not a whole lot going on while we just continue to, you know, stay at home and stay distant from everyone with the whole virus stuff going on. And it's crazy. It's crazy times. Weird times.
It's kind of interesting going from, you know, a full pause from the pandemic to, you know, seeing the large groups of protesters and things gathering. I mean, it was quite the, you really couldn't. I mean, this was definitely like they say, it'll be a year for the history books there, I guess, or
oh, yeah.
They say, I, you know, throw quotes. But anyway, thank you all so much for joining us here. This has been the Chat Pack Podcast. You can catch us streaming here at twitch.tv/chat_pack every week with a new episode of the Chat Pack Podcast and some new stuff coming soon. Once Caleb gets back into town, we're going to start recording that stuff this week. Also, if you're curious about brewing something, we have a video on demand on our Twitch channel as well. Trevor started a brew. How any updates on the brew?
I was actually supposed to bottle that today. today is bottling day technically, because it's been 2 weeks since I you know, brewed it and put it in a, what do you call it? Yeah, it's been fermenting. The yeast has been fermenting for about 2 weeks now, so it should be good to go in terms of the alcohol. And now it's just the process of bottling it and letting it build up carbonation for another 2 weeks. But I had a couple hiccups. I had the bottle in the basement kind of exploded a little bit because I think I put in a little too much yeast. So once it started fermenting, it created a bunch of CO2 and exploded out of the bottle a little bit.
That yeast was fighting back. You know that he just, when he makes beer, he's just murdering yeast. Like, he's just putting yeast in there and it's just waiting for it to die, and then you can drink the beer.
Yeah,
I mean, it's delicious. You know what dead, you know what else can yeast. I say?
Dead yeast is what you're drinking. The bodies, the thousands of bodies of dead yeast.
Yeah, exactly. Going back into the chat here. S. Joan Mojo, which I know who that is, wants to, if you want to come give an update on your life, you come on down here right now. I'll pull up. We got an extra chair here. You can come on in. You can come on down. You can come tell us all about what's going on in the world of sustainability, the world of trash management.
I feel like you guys need more women on this podcast.
Okay, well, let's throw this out here, Amanda. I said, hey, girlfriend of mine, Muse, my flame, Mia Moore. Do you like the show? Oh, I don't listen to it. So, you know, Amanda, we'd love to have more people.
Amanda doesn't listen to it either.
I would listen to it more than the one and only Joanna. Joanna, what's up?
I learned how to play the D major on the piano today.
Ooh. See, Joanna's been down here tickling the ivories, as they say here.
No one is saying that. I'm not saying that.
Shredding the ivories.
I played a mean tambourine the other day. It's somewhere. Well, that's down here too. I was participating in the band jam. But what else is going on, Joe?
That was all I had to update, was just the piano. And I downloaded Twitch on the app on my phone.
Are you going to follow us? Are you going to subscribe to us?
Yeah, I did. I did.
All right. Perfect.
I made rice and beans yesterday for dinner. Nice. And I also ate that for lunch.
You're also on the last bits of Avatar as well. Give us your brief review of Avatar. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm definitely either a water or an air. I think with my love of weather, I'm kind of a mix of both. In some episodes, not really a big spoiler, but they do a lot of cloud stuff to like cover up them traveling. I would totally be a part of that. Also, when I was younger,
a waterbender. I feel like I would put you as a waterbender. That's what I would.
When I was younger, I had a really big crush on Aang. Now I think I have a crush on Katara.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's maybe
that's pretty fun.
Growth, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's growth. Yeah,
what's what's your thoughts on bald Aang versus Harry Aang?
Oh, bald
Harry Aang.
No,
Harry
bald Aang. Aang.
Looks like all of my friends.
Harry Aang
bald
all the
Aang
way.
Is like
I'm sorry, I got distracted by that. Joe, what was your answer to bald Aang versus Harry Aang?
Harry Aang looks like all of my friends.
Yeah.
Like he just has hair. Like he looks just like my friend Patrick.
Mm-hmm. And, oh wow. That's a good
like
point.
Identical. Mm-hmm. And bald Aang, I don't know, it just reminds me of my 9-year-old self crushing on him. Like weird to crush on a cartoon character, but I guess people have worse fetishes, you know.
I mean, people do that. People have got crushes on cartoon characters. Don't need to worry about it. Mm-hmm. Joe, while we have you here, before we let you go, before we wrap up the show, give us your sustainability tips. How can people, you know, what are some trash facts that people need to know? Maybe they don't know how to properly recycle or something like that. Give us some trash facts.
All right. So depending on your area, you should always look up your local recycling center. Rule number one, your pizza boxes, rip off the top. Do not recycle the grease. Always wash out your plastics. Leave the plastic cap on the bottle if you're going to recycle it. If you take the cap off, just throw it away. It is not recyclable.
Why is that?
Actually, I really don't know the real answer. I think it's just because it's so little. Like shredded paper, you can't really recycle because it's just shredded paper. And I don't know the technical reasoning. Don't tell my boss that.
Also, if you open a can, you should always put the lid of the can in down. There so you don't cut the people.
Yeah, oh. And don't recycle broken glass. No matter what anyone says, it's just a healthy or health safety tip. Don't recycle glass. Easily cuts people. And stop recycling your PPE materials if you can.
Yeah.
Not saying stop, but you shouldn't recycle that kind of stuff.
You should throw it away. Joe, thank you so much for
joining us. Oh, I feel like I'm on the Amanda show.
Amanda. I wish we had dancing monsters. We could bring them out. But anyway, thank you all so much for joining us. This is In the Chat Pack Podcast. We had a lot of guests today. We had a lot of fun today. We brought it back. We had a whole lot of fun. Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out with us and for joining us and telling us all the cool stuff you're doing to help the youth of this country. Trevor, I guess you're still cool, but I'm not going to lie. I'm still mad at you. So, you know, thanks for all the work you do. Thanks for editing this podcast and putting it out in less than a day. Like, I really appreciate it.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
At the same time.
Oh.
So, look at Faye. She's so cute. But anyway, thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.